Blog Talk Radio.
Creator.
We say thank you. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord, Father God. Father God, being able, Lord, Father, not just to do for ourselves, Lord, Father, but we can do for others, Lord. Father, we thank you, we glorify and we magnify you, Lord. Now, Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every person name by name and what they're in need of, Lord Father. And Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, some are asking for prayer for themselves, Lord. Others are asking for prayer, Lord Father, for their loved ones, their friends right now, Lord Father. Strengthen them this day, Lord, Father God. Father, as we touch and agree with them, again, we thank you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Pastor Mosley, Lord, Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord, Father. Father, we ask that you continue to touch her and strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus, knowing no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you, Lord Father, as she continues to stand, Lord Father, on your word, Lord Father. Father, touch, strengthen right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Denisha, Lord Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Father, as we ask you, Lord Father, to dispatch her angels to go stand guard round about her, Lord Father. Father, you know what she is facing, Lord Father. And Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray for her salvation, Lord. Father, we pray, Lord Father, that she seek your face like never before, Lord Father. And thank you for all that you're doing for her, have done, and about to do for her, Lord. Father, touch in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Logan, Lord Father, thanking you right now, Lord Father, for just touching his body as we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father, to the soles of his feet. Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for a bone transplant for him, Lord Father. Father, continue to strengthen him, Lord Father, in each and every trial, Lord Father. Father, that he goes through in his body, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, for just touching him, Lord. Continue to strengthen his mom right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, as she continue to look to you, Lord Father, knowing, Lord Father, that you are the healer. You said, by your stripes we are healed, and nothing is too hard for you, Lord Father. For this we say thank you. Father, we continue, Lord Father, to hold Paul Gay and his wife before you, Lord Father. Father, not only that he went through surgery, Lord Father, but they're battling COVID, Lord Father. Father, touch all those, Lord Father God, that have COVID or has had COVID, Lord Father God. Continue to strengthen their immune system right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you right now, Lord Father, for your healing virtue, Lord Father. Just flowing through and through them, Lord Father. We pray for all those right now on our prayer list, Lord Father. Father, that needs salvation, Lord Father. Time is at hand right now, Lord Father. Turn them around right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, we take nothing for granted, Lord Father. We take no one for granted, Lord Father. We hold before you the McGrath Roberts family, Lord Father. Father, We hold before you the COVID family, Lord, Father. Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, as they prepare to lay their loved ones to rest, Lord, Father. We pray for strength for them, peace and comfort, Lord, Father. And those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Father, we pray right now, Lord, Father, that they take this opportunity, Lord Father, to see, Lord Father, what is going on, Lord Father, to see that you're loving and merciful, God, Lord, a God of many chances, Lord Father. So many are losing their lives, Lord Father, whether it be by some sickness, Lord Father, you know, the hurricanes that went through, Lord Father, some type of devastation, Lord Father. Father, being murdered, suicide, Lord Father. Father, we are to pray right now, one for another right now. It's no time for hate, but Father, baptize us, oh God, with your agape love, Lord. Father, touch your people, Lord Father. Keep your people in the ark of safety right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Give them the ears to hear, Lord Father, and the heart to receive the word, Lord Father. Give them holy boldness, Lord Father, to open their mouth when you say open their mouth, Lord Father, for you say you will speak, Lord. And Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you. We thank you how you continue to shield and protect us from these hurricanes, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for shifting, Lord Father, that hurricane, Lord Father. Father, we thank you. You say speak to the wind, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you for every prayer warrior, Lord Father, every prayer cell, Lord Father, that is praying, Lord Father. Father, against these hurricanes, Father, that are praying, Lord Father, for the president and the vice president, all those that are in charge of us, Lord Father. Father, as we pray for them, Lord Father, we pray, Lord Father, that your will be done, Lord Father. Father, guide them, Lord Father, knowing that they can do no more, Lord Father, than you allow them, Lord Father. But your people, Lord Father, need to continue to rise up and stand flat-footed upon your word, Lord Father. And Father, pray like never before, Lord Father, for we know that prayer changes things, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we just magnify your name, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord. Father, we cancel every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. The word shall and will come forth right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my apostle, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for touching her right now, Lord Father, as we continue to plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. We thank you for all that you're doing for her, Lord Father, and we cancel any assignment, Lord Father, that was sent towards her right now in the name of Jesus, for she is blood-covered, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, as you continue to keep that hedge of protection round about her right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Now, Heavenly Father, as I hold my bishop before you, Lord Father, Father, I ask that you decrease him right now, Lord Father, as you increase in him, Lord Father, as he bring forth the word, Lord Father. Father. We cover him under the blood from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, as he let go and let you have your perfect way in him, Lord Father. Father, use him, Lord Father, to bring forth that rhema word, Lord Father. Father, touch our listeners right now, Lord Father. Give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord Father. Let them not keep it just to themselves, Lord Father, but share that word right now, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you for healing and deliverance being on this airways today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen and amen again. Praise the Lord. And as Apostle always say, if you didn't hear your name called, man, it's just you did not call and give Diane your name, praise God, and your prayer request. And this is what it's all about. Amen. We are here to pray. Amen. Not play, but pray. Man, I thank God for Sister Diane because she's a prayer warrior. Amen. She is our prayer host on every Friday night on the Wailing Wall. Amen. She would give out that number at the end of the broadcast. Praise God. If you want that number, she'll give it out at the end of the today. Praise God. And we'd like for you to join us. Man, we have people that are silent listeners. Man, they join in and sometime they'll say their name and what city and state that they is calling from. And we thank God for that. That's encouraging. You know, it's very, very encouraging. You know, how many know that we all need to be encouraged? Okay, let me give you a little word, amen, because I started right into my message. All right, each time we take a step towards God, we discover that he has already taken two steps towards us. Praise the Lord. Each time we take a step towards God, we discover that he has already taken two steps towards us. See how good God is? He say if you draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. See? You got to come. And he is right there with open arms and whosoever will. Let them come. But today I'm going to talk about leaders. And when I say leaders, I'm talking about myself. Praise God, because I'm a leader. And we all know that leaders need what? Help. Am I right? The Bible says that we all need help. Jesus, when he was in human body, flesh like you and I walking on the earth, he realized that he could not be where I'm at and where you at all at the same time because he was in a fleshly body. But don't get it mixed up now. He yet was all God and all man at the same time. But oh, when he went to the cross, suffered, bled, and died, went down into the grave and come up with all power and his holy, righteous, and everlasting hand, descended back to glory. Now, he is divine. He's everywhere. He's where you at. He's where we at. He's in the four corners of the earth. See? Who would serve a God like that? See how good God is? But now he has set it up in the earth realm, leaders. Okay? I think the other day we talked about how he had called some apostles, some pastors, some teachers, some evangelists, for the ministry of the gospel. See, we all can't be apostles. We all can't be pastors. We all can't be evangelists. We all can't be teachers. But if you are in the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and been in the church for a while, you ought to be able to do what? Something. To be able to be a help to the leader. Am I right? Now, and with that, I'm going to add a little something more. Leader need help. And then also, when he appoint, it should be trustworthy. Come on now. And with that, I'm going to give you the scripture. Let's go to Exodus chapter 18. Exodus chapter 18. And we're going to begin reading at verse 13. And so it was on the next day that Moses set to judge the people. And the people stood before Moses from morning until evening. And that's a long time, man. Huh? Do you think you had a chance to get a coffee break? Or go have, or get a lunch? The Bible says he stood before the people stood before him from morning until evening. That's a whole day. Now let's set the pattern. There is, he done led 2.5 million Israelites to Mount Sinai there. Okay? And they coming to Moses. So when Moses' father-in-law, verse 14, saw all that he did for the people, he said, "What is this thing that you are doing for the people?" He asked the question. So there he witnessing all this. "Why do you alone sit and all the people stand before you from morning until evening? You don't even take time to have get a break." That's what Jethro was looking at. And he witnessing this. He stand back watching. This is Moses' father-in-law. Moses had married his daughter. They had two sons. And he had been there with Jethro over 40-some-odd years. So he knew Moses in and out. If anybody knows something about you, them that have been around you for years and years and for a long time. You're talking about 40 years before God spoke to him to return back to Egypt to tell Pharaoh to let his people go. Y'all remember that? But now, here he is there, and the people standing before Moses there from morning to evening. Verse 15 says, "And Moses said to his father-in-law, because the people come to me to inquire of God. They want to know what God say for me and my family." Okay? So when they had a problem, they went to the leader, which was right. And that's what they do today. But now most folk now, I think today's time, they will get on the cell phone. And they'll talk to everybody but the leader. And they, "Oh, yeah, thank you. Help me out, Sister Diane." And they go on Facebook. Come on now. Don't get upset now. I'm speaking the truth. So now, where do you go if you is in a church home? And you have a qualified leader. Oh, God. That... I know on Sunday, it's a funny thing. People don't say nothing all the week until Sunday morning when it's time for the pastor to preach. Then everybody want to come and bring their problems to the pastor on Sunday morning. Do y'all think that's fair? Come on, y'all. It's time to talk about it. You can call in. The number is 347-857-3925. That's the number here at Block Talk. Just push the 1 on your phone if you're on the phone. Amen. And we'll talk about it. You can ask questions, and I'm here to answer your questions. Praise the Lord. Again, got Sister Diane here. Amen. We'll take it to the Lord. God got all the answers. Am I right? See? And he is the answer for the world today. All praise the Lord. All right. Verse 16 says, "And when they had difficulty, they come to me. And I judge between one and another, and I make known the statutes of God and his laws." See? So this is what Moses was telling his father-in-law, Jethro. So Moses' father-in-law said to him, now this is what, now they're having a conversation, Jethro and Moses, the thing that you do is not good. Now, look, because he's standing there watching that. He's there observing. Ain't it good that somebody come to you with some good quality advice? And got your good intention at heart. Because he cared about his son-in-law. What about you today? Do you care about your leader? That you want to take care of them and watch over them and make sure that they're taken care of. Make sure that they needs are met. We, you know, when I was coming up as a deacon, that was one of the three tables. You want to set aside about leadership. And then when you ask them about the three tables, they don't even know what you're talking about. See, that's pitiful. See what I'm saying? Now, the three tables, a deacon should know, is God table. That's the commune table. God is first. Am I right? Table number two is table of the pastor. And table number three is the poor and the needy. See, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the blessed Holy Ghost. And they don't even know that, but yet they deacons. See what I'm saying? So look how far we have fallen and fell off. See, when we train and equip people to get in leadership, this is what we give them is the basic foundation. See? So this is what his father-in-law is saying to him. So Moses' father-in-law said to him, the things that you do is not good. Verse 18 says, both you and these people who are with you will surely wear, you're going to wear yourself out. Oh, man, praise the Lord. Ain't it good that somebody got your best interest at heart, care about you? You know, I for sure believe that this is where armor bearers come in. David was one before he came a leader. He tried to take care of Saul. Saul was so jealous he tried to kill him. But we ain't talking about that now. But we talking about people that want to be in leadership and to want to minister, to help others. Man, you know, the way you treat others is the way people are going to treat you. Am I right? See, so this is what it's all about. Praise the Lord. And he said, this thing is not good. He said, you're going to wear yourself out, for this thing is too much for you. You are not able to perform it by yourself. Oh, my God. I mean, he looking at this. I mean, you know, can you imagine? He can't even have a break from morning to evening. How many of you would do that? See what I'm saying? See, so this is what we're talking about here today about leadership. Okay? Verse 19. Now, look what his father-in-law, Jethro, said in verse 19. Listen now to my voice. I want you to hear me now. Hear me. I know you're a good man. I've been around you 40 years. I know all about your ins and outs. I know you're a good husband to my daughter. I know I done heard all the good news of what God did for you and the children of Israel at the Red Sea and all the good things you have told me. I've been around you while you took care of my sheep and you helped me around here for all these 40 years. So now if anybody that Moses should pay attention, it should have been him. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Listen now to my voice. and I will give you counsel, and God will be with you. Stand before God for the people so that you may bring the difficulty to God. See what he told him? See? Because he had his interest at heart. He tried to help him. See? Leader need help. And a good quality advice. And this is what Jethro was doing. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Verse 20. And you should teach them the statutes and the laws and show them the way in which they must walk and the work they must do. Now, you got to teach them the laws of God and the work, praise the Lord, that they must do. It's something they got to do. They bring it to you. But now, what are they doing? He's back observing and watching this. So he went to his son-in-law, Moses, because he had his best interest at heart. Where is your interest? Do you care about your leader? Do you care enough about him and you know that they is in need? Something going on? Praise God. That you would go to him like Jethro did. Notice now, he ain't telling him you ought to do this and you ought to do that. But he come to him with good quality advice. See? Praise the Lord. And this is what it's all about. Verse 21. Moreover, you should select from all the people able men. See, now this is how, I sure believe this is how the fivefold ministry probably got set up, Sister Diane. Now, he telling them, you need some help. Now, you need to pick some able. Somebody going to be trustworthy. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on here now. Don't you think this is where it got come in? All right. Moreover, you should select from all the people able men, such as fearing God, men of truth, see, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of 1,000, rulers of 100, rulers over 50, and rulers over 10. And over he broke it down for him. Oh, my God, he broke that thing down. See, you got some can handle 1,000, and then you got some can handle 100. You got some can rule over 50. And then you got some can rule over 10. See? So I do believe this is where it broke down. See, if you don't have but a few, God is yet in the midst with your leader. See? Be faithful over that. He said if you be faithful over a few, he said he'll make you rule over many. And that's what he said. See how good God is? See? And then we have some what they call today mega churches. But I don't believe. You may have 1,000 or 10,000, but you ain't got 2.5 million like Moses did. That's a lot of folks. Come on here now. Verse 22. And let them judge the people at all times. Then it will be that every great matter they shall bring to you, but every small matter they themselves shall judge. So it will be easy for you, for they will bear the burden for you. See? They can bear some of this that you're going through. And then you'll be able to get you some rest. Leader, see? But make sure that you choose quality, trustworthy men that over your people. So when you set deacons aside, when you have trustees in the church and other administration in the church, they should be trustworthy. See? to help you for the ministry of the gospel. All praise the Lord. Now, verse 23 says, if you do this thing, and God shall command you, then you will be able to endure. And all these people will also go to their place in peace. You see that? See? God wants to give you peace, leader. And if you do it, and if you listen at advice, you know, if you humble yourself and listen to quality, good advice, this ministry have been for a long time. Apostles been out here on this battlefield. And I was talking with Deacon Mike, and we assured to each other that we're going to be steadfast, that this ministry will continue to go forth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because our apostles have been just what we're talking about here, the whole up the bloodstained banner. And we still is. And this is what it's all about. Praise the Lord. We don't need no crowd. All we need is that faithful few. See? So this is what Moses, amen, his father-in-law was telling Moses to do. So Moses heeded to the voice of his father-in-law, verse 24, and did all that he had said. See? He listened. See? Leader, he took that advice. Now, from verse 13 all the way down to what I read to 25 said, Moses chose able men out of all Israel and made them head over the people, ruler of 1,000, ruler over 100, ruler over 50, and ruler over 10. He did just what his father-in-law told him to do. And he did that. Because and the reason why he listened, because he listened to somebody that he had been around. He just didn't come into the church and try to take over and tell him what to do and all that. He had been around him 40 years. So you know, they know each other in and out. See? And this one, nobody, oh, that's just because they family. Family can be a help or be a hindrance. And but in this case, he was a help. Am I right? Sure, he was Moses' father-in-law, married to Jethro's daughter. He had two sons by, praise God. So he knew all about Moses. Moses knew all about Jethro. They dined and ate together. He worked right beside him. Jethro was a man of authority. People, his name was famed throughout where he lived there. See? So he wasn't no fly by night. See? And then he telling Moses that he heard all the good things that God had done for him and the children of Israel, how God had sent deliverance. Moses was spending so much time and energy hearing the Hebrews complaint that he could not get to other important work. And see, that's what leaders sometimes do. Then they say, well, and then here come the people. Well, why we ain't doing this? Why we ain't doing that? Because you come to him on Sunday morning. You're in the office there where he can't get a chance to get up there and preach. And then when he says something, you get upset because you think he done preached about you. See? Why we ain't know how slow we going, how fast we going. See how the complaints going? See? You the leaders, you this, you that. That he could not get to the other important work. See? His other work in the church. Sure, the leader care about you. Sure, the leader is praying. Sure, he care about your family. Sure, praise the Lord. But he got more than just you in the church. He have more departments in the church. The leader is over every position that is set up in the church. Do y'all know why the pulpit sit right in the middle of the church? Because everything, when you walk in them doors, and the pulpit is elevated, is everything should be centered around the Word of God. That's what it's all about when you come to God's house. You come to hear the Word of God. Or you want to go to get entertained? Which one are you? Me? So Jethro suggests that Moses delegate. And that's what pastors are doing. They delegate authority. They say, come, you. They see something in you. Now, if the pastor sees something in you, the leader sees something in you, don't say, well, I'm not me. I ain't ready. I don't think the men did that when Moses appointed them. I believe they was glad to be over. And he broke it down according to their ability. See? Why he got this and I ain't got but this? You work with what you have. And God will give you the increase. See? And don't tell the leader, I don't think God want me to do that. So what do you mean God don't want you to do that? If God have spoke to the leader to appoint you to whatever, you ought to give God glory, give God praise, give magnify. Lord, I thank you for seeing something in me I didn't see in myself. Oh, you ought to shout right there on that one. All praise the Lord. Jethro suggests that Moses delegate most of his work to others and focus his effort on the jobs only he could do. See? And you know what the leader job is? To keep himself attentive in the Word of God. To be able to feed God's people. Those that come through the thresholds of them doors. That's the leader job. The pastor job. Come on here now. See? So this is what it's all about. It's what we're talking about here today in the name of Jesus. People in positions of responsibility sometimes feel they are the one who can do necessary tasks, but the others are capable of handling part of the load. See? Now, which one are you? How long you been in your church? I'll give you a little 30 seconds to think about it. What are you doing? Are you just coming in and a bench warmer, a seat warmer? Clap your hand, pat your feet. Hear a word for about half an hour and out the door. Are you putting your hand to the plow and want to do a work for the Lord? Are you one, or take some initiative? That's the word I want to use. Go to the leader and say, Pastor so-and-so, Doolittle, whatever you have me to do, I'm here to do, to be a help. See? Leaders need help. They need help. They can't do it all. See? So, are you one that would do that? And I guarantee you, that leader will be so enthused, will be so ecstatic because you came. Praise the Lord. Now, they may give you a job to sweep the floor. You want to do that? Come on, y'all. Somebody got to clean the church. Or you take the initiative to do it. You know, you got to start somewhere. The church got to be clean. People get up and walk out and leave the fans all over the chairs, all on the floor and everything else. You know? Are you one to take the initiative, pick up the fans and put them in order and put them back in the back there? You see? Don't think the leader don't be watching now. See? Are you the one, praise God, and I'm hearing stories like this. This is the truth. Pastor still got to cut the grass around the church and got deacons in the church. So do you think that's a help to the pastor? Then he got to deliver the word. He tied because he done cut almost 2 acres. I'm telling you, I'm just what I'm hearing. Come on now. Me? And got deacons, or so-called deacons. Thank you. And Pastor, I was going to do it, but when? And the grass up to the ankles. I'm not just making this up. This is what leaders is going through. This is what they're going through. Now you're in the church and you know the grass need to be cut. You got a lawnmower. Lawnmower sitting there. Got gas in it. Nobody taking the initiative. And the poor pastor, see, he can't get in the door because the grass up to his ankles.
Because you're not paying them.
Everybody want to get paid now. Everybody looking for that almighty dollar. But it's more of a blessing to do something for the Lord, and God will give you more than just pay.
Amen.
He will give you that house probably you've been looking for.
Amen.
Scot-free. That when your credit know it's bad and you went to the car lot and they done turned you down many times, but by you being faithful, praise God, to the church, to your ministry. And I say all the time, if you be faithful to Jesus Christ, you're going to be faithful to the ministry, and you're going to help that leader. Why? Because you got the right thing in you. That's why the word of God tells us, greater that is in us than he that is in the world. All praise the Lord. God is good. But this is stories I'm hearing, Sister Diane. They can't get into the church because the grass don't come up around their ankles. But these deacons. And they will, Pastor, I was going to get it. But when? I got to wait till you get up to my knees. See? So the pastor had to get out there and cut the grass. He had to get his grandson, his little grandson, and give him a few dollars. He said he didn't ask for it. He just gave it to him because he said, Granddad, I'll help you out. See, that go from the mouth of babes to help the leader. Oh, help me. God always helps somebody. See? See what I'm trying to tell you? I want this word today to marinate in your heart. Hear with your ears, but you listen with your mind, where it can get into your heart. Because this is what's going on in our churches. Leaders need help. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. All right? Now, Moses, this was when he delegated this authority, this would relieve his stress and improve the quality of the government. It helped prepare them for the system of government. It helped prepare them for the system of government to set up in Canaan. See? And it'll help set up your church, your ministry, when you get the needed help. But make sure, leaders, that they are trustworthy. Praise the Lord. You don't want to put nobody in position. You done appointed them to, you done ordained them and prayed over them and give them a towel, and that don't last no longer than past day than on. When you need them, they're not there. And I don't know what it is about this. As soon as before they got a towel, they was to church every Sunday. As soon as they get appointed, then all of a sudden they got to work on Sunday. Y'all, somebody help me with that one. Well, they put me on night shift. Now, when I was living in Virginia, they put me on night shift. And I was still the bishop. But I never forget, me and Deacon Boland prayed to get off night shift, and God did just that. Sent him to one school in the daytime, sent me to another school in the daytime. Tell me what God won't do if you pray when you're sincere in your heart. Lord, I want to be, to conduct my Bible study. I want to be the church on. See? He said, you have not because you ask not. See? And a leader in a church, he need to be there. I know one in Washington, D.C. They tried to put him on night shift. He quit. And God blessed him, too. Soon as he came off, God blessed him. Multiplied his ministry. Blessed him spiritually, financially, and materially. Why? Because he had the things of God in his heart and in his mind to do the work of the Lord. That's a true leader. He stepped out on faith and trust and believed God. See, where are you at, leader? What are you doing? See? Now, proper delegation can multiply your effectiveness while giving others a chance to grow. See how good God is? When you, the leader have appointed you, anointed you for your for the work, see? You're trustworthy. You'll grow. You don't worry about nothing else. You do what have been asked of you. So watch God work. Okay? All right, verse 26. So they judged the people at all times. The hard cases they brought to Moses. See, when things was too rough for them, they know their place. They say, you got to go to Moses with this. They didn't tell them folks something that they didn't know nothing about. See, you know why? Because the blood would have been required at their hand. So that's what they done. Moses judged the hard cases. They brought to Moses, but they judged every small case themselves. See, the little cases that they can handle. You don't take every little thing to the leader. I mean, all this old junk can't get along list. You ought to be able to handle that. I'm not talking about you in Christ and you can't get in the choir. Little old thing come in the choir. You bring everything to the pastor because something come up in the choir. You mean tell you can't handle that? You the leader over the choir and you can't take care of that? Say, now, wait a minute now. If you don't stop, you're going to sit down. Simple. We hear the same together. To lift up the name of Jesus together. To magnify, to bring the anointing in God's house. Singing is becoming of the angels. How you going to sing becoming of the angels and you fussing? Rolling eyes at each other in the choir. Leader, choir leader, see, over the music department, ministry, over the music. What are you doing? You sitting there just playing and looking, and you know they ain't getting along, and then you talk about, y'all don't sound good. I reckon not, all that confusion. God ain't a God of confusion. You're God of what? Peace. Am I right? Verse 27. Then Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way to his own land. See? But I tell you what, before he departed, he took his advice. Leader, what about you? Will you take sound advice, knowing you need help? Sure, you got the Lord on your side. Moses had the Lord on his side. But thank God that somebody stepped up and talked to him and showed him and tell him, you can't do all this by yourself. You need help. The leader need help. And help us, you should be trustworthy. Praise the Lord. All right. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 1. Beginning at verse 9. And I spoke to you at that time, saying, I alone are not able to bear you. Now this is Moses talking to him. The land, the Lord your God, had multiplied you. And here you are today as the stars of heaven in a multitude. Y'all remember where God spoke to Abraham and told him that this is where his seed would be? Look to the heavens. And as you see the stars in heaven, that's the way your seed will be. So this is what Moses is putting them in remembrance. See, this is what a leader going to do. The leader will put you in remembrance. God has spoke to their forefather, Abraham. Okay? Verse 11 say, may the Lord God of your father make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are, and bless you as he had promised you. Look at that. See? God didn't give you a promise here. And he going to bless you what? 1,000 times more numerous than you are. Whoever listening to me today, praise the Lord, God have moved up on you to be a blessing to the ministry. But yet you procrastinate. You hold back. But then we have others obey the Lord. And you know what? They get blessed going in. They get blessed going out. But look what God say. You can circle that 11th verse. Because that's for you and I today. See? And it's more than just your tithes and a free will offering. It's a sacrificial offering. And God move up on you. Jesus say it's more blessing to give than it is to receive. Well, I want to put my money in something that, well, what you think we're doing here on Blog Talk? We're not here to lift up our own selves. We're here to lift up the name of Jesus. And I thank God that the word is going to all four corners of the earth and not returning to him void. He said, what I do for one ministry, I do for all. We just read it. We're about no multitude church. We take what God give us and keep it moving. He said, if you be faithful over a few, he'll make you rule over many. We trust God. We believe God. We stand on his word. We don't hold on. We stand. Paul said, after we have done all, he said, stand. So may the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more numerous than you are. Look at that. God have brought this ministry thus far by faith. And his grace and mercy is able to carry us on. We trust God. We believe the word of God. Why? Because we have seen God show up and show out. In our lives. Oh, we can share some testimonies with you. God done brought us from a mighty, mighty long ways. And his grace and mercy is able to carry us on. He hadn't failed us yet. What it is, Diane, God can do anything but? Oh, my God. God can't fail. Oh, praise the Lord. That's enough to make you shout right there. See? Verse 12. How can I alone bear your problems and your burdens and your complaints? He asking them a question. See? Because he listened. Leader, you got to listen to sound quality advice. He wasn't so bored and stiff neck and thing where he didn't listen. He listened to his father-in-law because he come to him with sound quality advice from the heart. Something to be a help to him because he needed it. Anytime a man from morning to evening, people, you mean he ain't get a break? Ooh. And we ain't talking about no young man. Moses was 40 when he flee from Egypt. He was 40 years before God told him to go back. He was 80 years old. And another 40 years in the wilderness, 120 years. He was old. He was, well, no young man.
For us is old.
For us is old. But God, somebody say, but God. But God. See what God can do? He renewed his strength. See? He was with Abraham. Had a child at 100. So God can work supernatural. He omnipotent. He omnipresent. And the things that is impossible with man is possible with God. What do folks say today? Age is just a number.
Just a number.
Just a number. See? So that's what we think about that. Think about Moses' age when he's talking here. He wasn't no young man. All right. Verse 13. He said, choose wise. Choose wise, understanding, and knowledgeable men from among your tribe, and I will make them head over you. See? He wanted the people to do it. Out the 12 tribes, they had to pick a leader. They had to pick a leader. See? Out of them 12 tribes, they had to pick a leader. And that's what he's telling them. He put it on the people. Don't they do that now? Sometimes they vote. They vote for a pastor. They have pastors to come in and preach for a month. Tell another to come in and preach for a month. And then they get together. And then they chose the leader of who they want. See? Now, we don't know after the honeymoon how long it lasts. But now you ain't got, can't get mad with nobody but yourself because you're the one who chose them. But now what about instead of voting on a leader, what about praying and fasting and asking God to give you who he desires? He said he would give you pastors according to his heart, not yours. What about that? Hmm? So we don't want to talk about that part. Huh? But we're going to talk about it today. Because that's the word of God. That's what he told Jeremiah. He was going to give them pastors according to his heart. They didn't want to hear Jeremiah. Did? But see, being hard-headed and stiff-necked, see what wind up happening to them? They wind up down in Babylon for 70 years. See? Got captured and went down in captivity for over 70 years. See, so be careful when you come up against God leaders with the wrong intent. Jethro had the right intent, had the right motives, not for self-gain, something he's trying to get out of it. What about you today? Do you have the leader best interest at heart? Are you trustworthy? Choose wise, understanding, and knowledgeable men from among your tribe, and I will make them head over you. In other words, rulers over you. He put it on the people. Okay? Verse 14, and you answered me and said, the things that you have told us to do is good. I think they're in a good meeting. Some churches have church meeting once a month. Some have it every 3 months, every quarter or whatever. I think it's good to have a church meeting. They see where everybody at with your leader. Nothing wrong with that. You can get out all your complaints and iron out all your grievances and your murmuring. Some folks still won't do that. But it's good to have a church meeting, and you talk about everything. And the main thing you ought to talk about is the finance. And you have your secretary to break all that down. See, we're talking about leader. Need help. See? So when you go back out, you don't go back out the same way that you come in, murmuring out in the parking lot. But you ain't man enough to open up your mouth, or woman enough to say something in the meeting if it's in your heart. How many Jeffers do we have out there today that would go to the leader in private with good intent, something to be a help and not a hindrance, to help the church, to help the ministry? See? Not for self-gain. Not to hurt somebody, to get another position that somebody got and you want. And you get in there and you find out it's not what you thought it was, and it's more work than you want to get out of it. Then all of a sudden you're missing an action. No, don't get quiet on me now. And this is what's going on. Y'all know I'm speaking the truth. All right. Now, verse 15, here I go again. So I took the heads of your tribe. Now, they done picked the 12 men, wise and knowledgeable men, and made them head over you. Leaders of 1,000, leaders of 100, leaders over 50, leaders over 10, and officers for your tribe. You can give them officers. Get a leader's officers. In other words, the leaders that they appointed, Moses gave them officers. They had help. See? And that's just like God. In other words, one pastor, then you got a co-pastor. They don't want to say assistant pastor anymore. They want to change it now as co-pastor. I care what you call it, you still need help. Am I right? You still need help. Praise the Lord. You still need help. And we talked about that over in Exodus 25. Then I command your judges at that time, saying, hear the case between your brethren and judge righteously between a man and his brother of the stranger who is with him. Judge it right now. See? You don't side. No favoritism. You side with what's right. You remember Solomon? He was the king. He was a young man. He came. And I think I said it the other day about the two women. And one of the women's son had died. And that way they sleep, she going to switch the dead baby and get to the other woman. She going to take the live baby. And boy, the argument goes on. And they said, give me my baby. She said, oh, that's your big baby there. They're dead. So they brought them to Solomon. So Solomon sit there and he listened at their complaint, listened at the problem. Sometimes leaders, we have a hard decision to make. But when God give you wisdom, give you knowledge to judge, he going to judge it righteously. Am I right about it? He said, give me a sword. He said, I'm going to cut the baby in half. You take half of him. And the one, the baby that was in, said, oh, no, Lord. He said, go on, let her have it. You know what? Solomon said, hey, get that woman her baby. That's her baby. See? Look at God. Sometimes we have to make some hard decisions. Something that we don't want to make, but we have to. See? Sometimes we have to judge harshly. That is not so good, don't feel so good, don't sound so good. But we got to do what thus saith the Lord, where the blood would not be required at your hand. All right. Verse 17. You should not show partiality. See what I just said? See? You see it's in the book now. You can't show favoritism. But I like this one over here, but I don't like that one over there. Leader, be careful. That's not of God. In judgment, you should not show partiality. In judgment. You shall hear the small as well as the great. You got to hear both of them. Both of them just as important. Both of them is important now. Because you can take, what do you say, the mole out, make a mountain, how you say that thing, mole out a mountain out of molehill, how it go? A mole out of mountain of high. Well, anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about. That y'all call in and help me out. But a lot of people do it. I mean, I'm gonna make a mountain out of a molehill. Little small thing, and good Lord Almighty, when it get bust loose, it done tore up the church. Church done got split, divided, half on this, half on that. I ain't speaking to that Hellcat. I ain't going to church. Well, what called on it? What happened? The choir done split. Ushers done, you had four ushers, now you ain't got but one. Little small thing. So small matters can lead to bigger things. See, so we have to lead us, judge righteously in the name of Jesus. You should not show partiality in judgment. You should hear the small as well as the great. You should not be afraid in any man's presence. See? He even told one prophet, don't look at their face. See, their eyes can look like they want to kill you. But don't be afraid of them. Some of these people said, mean. I mean meaningful. All right, sit right up in your congregation. I ain't going to say amen. I ain't going to clap. I ain't going to do nothing. I ain't going to pay no tithes. I ain't going to do nothing. Okay? You don't put them type of folk over nothing. That's right. Let them sit right there. Okay? One thing will either drive them or draw them is the word of God. Because God's word is like a two-edged sword. It's going to cut to the left or to the right, to the marrow of the bone. Because God knows the heart of every man, woman, boy, and girl, and knows what's in the minds of the spirit. And I'm glad about it today. Praise the Lord. You should not be afraid in any man's presence, for the judgment is God. See? See? They're going to get their due. The case that is too hard for you, bring it to me, and I will hear it. Now, this is what he's telling the leaders that he have appointed. If things get too rough, and that's why that's where you get apostles and your bishops that is over churches. When it get too hard for the pastor, he got an overseer. He got a presiding bishop. They come to him and say, this is what done happened in the church. I done talked about it. They say it like it's getting worse instead of any better. That overseer or that presiding bishop should have enough wisdom to take care of that problem. That's why he's there. So you that want to be the bishop, you that want to be the apostle or the chief apostle or whatever you call yourself, when they come to you with the problem now, don't knuckle under. Stand flat-footed, steadfast, unmovable, abiding in the work of the Lord, knowing that as much as your labor is not in vain, but you got to give them a quality answer, a quality decision. You can always go to God, because God's going to give you what to say. You don't put gasoline on the fire. You put the fire out. Am I right?
Yeah.
18. And I command you at that time all the things that you should do. See? At that time. See? You can't come. Oh, nitty dilly. But if you got something that you can't handle either, you go to your overseer. This is what it's all about. Me? And God will take care. And that's how you have set the churches up. And the church will continue to roll on. Because the church ain't going nowhere. Jesus said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And they say hell won't come up in the church, but it won't prevail. Well, I'm glad about that today. And leaders, he give you the same promise that he gave Peter when Peter identified who the Lord was. See, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, bless you, Bar Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. They said, for that, everything that you bind on earth, I will bind it in heaven. See, everything that you loose on earth, you will loosen in heaven. I give you the keys. Keys represent authority. Look at the authority leaders that God helped give you, the power that you possess. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's all about him today. Oh, you can't miss it. You're lifting up the name of Jesus. That intimate relationship with our Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. Oh, he loves you today. Leaders, be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be steadfast. Praise the Lord. Stand fast in the liberty where Christ has set you free. And don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Praise the Lord. Oh, continue to keep your whole armor on, from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. I thank God for Logion International Ministry. Oh, you ought to listen sometime of the background of where God has brought this ministry from. I'm telling you, faithful, dedicated people pull up from their job, pulling their children out of school. They had to sell their home and follow apostle and God blessed them everywhere that they went. Why? Because she was of the Lord. And she moved when God said move, not when she wanted to move. And she'll tell you she didn't want to do it. That's hard. How many of you? She got people that have been in with her over 30-some-odd years. People ain't staying in ministry that long now. Come on now. And if you've been, hey, call me. Hey, we got a few minutes. 347-857-3925. How long you been in your ministry? 18 years? Well, you still got some more years to catch up. I say over 30. Over 30-some-odd years from one place to another place to another place. And they still here.
Yeah.
Look at God. Tell me what God won't do. God will give you trustworthy, faithful people. See? In ministry. They love the Lord with all their heart, mind, soul. Oh, praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. So God is worthy, and he is so worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord. Man, if you, man, is thinking about, man, leadership, or you is already in, and we all, because I'm a leader, we all need prayer. We all get discouraged, want to throw up our hands and quit. But I'm here to encourage your heart. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. God don't count his days and nights like we do. And I'm glad about that. But that joy in the morning is when your breakthrough, your deliverance time done come. And your deliverance time has come now. Praise the Lord. God wants you to be encouraged. You know, you'll be able to reap if you faint not. So be encouraged. Praise the Lord. God know what you need even before you ask, but he said ask, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to ask for your ministry, our ministry. We all need help. Now we have a double whammy with this corona. But God always have an avenue. So this is why you got to pray and ask God for his direction of the way he will have your ministry to go. You can't worry about somebody else in these times. See? So let's have to use some wisdom of God to watch over and protect and keep the sheep. But also remember, too, when you chose men and women, that they be trustworthy. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come now to bless you, to glorify you, to give you thanks. Lord, we thank you for your word today. Leaders, we need help. And Lord, we thank you for choosing those that are trustworthy. We thank you for this day, a day that you have made. We're going to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for encouraging our hearts. Lord, you did it for Moses. You can do it for us because you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Use God and you change not. Oh, we give you praise and we give you glory for victory through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And you have always brought us out to bring us in to something better. So shall it is and so shall it be. And Lord, we love you because you first loved us. In Jesus' name, amen. Service in the hands of Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word coming forward from Bishop Porter about leaders today. I know you always say, she always say this awesome word because you know what? It is an awesome word, whether it's for correction, whether it's for preparation, whatever it is that God give them to talk about, it is an awesome word coming from God. Because you know what? How many people today can sit in their homes and listen to the word of God coming forth, whether it be on your phone, whether it be through, you know, the computer, through the TV? How many people can say they can hear the word freely? You can't. Some don't even know the word and trying to get to the word. So we thank God each and every time a man and woman of God come forth on this radio broadcast to give what thus say the Lord. And just like it is in business, same way it is in the church, you go through the chain of command. And just to let you all know, you do not walk up to your leader and correct your leader. You are out of order. You are out of order. I'm just letting you know. You can't just walk up to your boss on the job and tell the boss this, that, and the other, and do not expect to be reprimanded. Well, let me tell you, on a business, you'll be reprimanded by your boss. I mean, he might suspend you or terminate you.
Thank you.
But in the church, let me tell you, you do not want God to reprimand you. That's his man and woman of God. Go and do my prophet no harm. So you know what? You go to God in prayer. You go to God in prayer and pray for your leaders. Pray for your leaders. They need your prayer. Sincere prayer. The prayers of the righteous. So, we're here at time to talk about it. We appreciate each and every listener that continue to listen on a continual basis. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, that call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line at 11 p.m. And that call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. That's 712-832-7144, code 3333#. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Remember, prayer is universal. As long as you believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I tell you, we stand together in unity and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. You will not and shall not come nowhere on any one of our broadcasts or prayer conference line acting the fool. You will be shut down. Join us every Friday, every Sunday at 1 p.m. Facebook Live. And listen to our service as well as God show up and show every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on our Facebook Live page, Logion International Ministries, or you can join on the conference line, again, which is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Till then, be blessed.
much on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
worrying
how the story is,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing,
when I let go,
I let go,
and
I let God,
let him have. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop
worrying, worrying how the story is,
I can let go,
I let go, and
I can let God,
let
him have,
let God have
his way. That's
when things start happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go,
I let go, and
I let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.